I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I first became aware of Mark Valley when he was on the first season of Fringe. He made such an impression on that show, the second he left, he was quickly snapped up and put into his own show, Human Target. The show centers on Christopher Chance, who's a unique private contractor, bodyguard, and security expert. The show also stars Chai McBride as his business partner and Jackie Earle Haley as his hired gun. I talked with Mark in a conference call where he spoke about the show, how he got into acting, and working with his fantastic co-stars.
You know, obviously nowadays there are less and less shows that are automatically picked up for another season. I'm wondering, when Human Target was sort of up in the air, what is your thought process? Do you think to yourself, you know, if I get another crack at this, I'd really like to do this or have this happen on the show? Was there something in particular that you wanted to achieve with the character this season?
I just wanted to go a little farther in finding out who he was in terms of. On one hand, we have a guy who was an assassin who kind of carried out this job and was a spy or a soldier in some ways, and you know, it takes a real ability to kind of shut off yourself emotionally in order to kind of accomplish those sorts of tasks. But also, we have on the other hand a guy who's kind of you know, he likes to have fun. He likes to have he likes people to some extent, and he's got a bit of charm about him, and he's, you know, there's an element of compassion and empathy to him as well. So I was interested in kind of, you know, wearing out the path between those two a little more, to be honest with you. And also just doing some more stunts and some martial arts. We've got some great martial arts trainers that are working as stunt coordinators, and my stuntman, Jeff Robinson, and I was just looking forward to learning some more from these guys.
All right.
Maybe becoming a stuntman is like a fallback job if this whole acting thing doesn't pan out. I was a little more prepared for what was going to be asked of me this season than last, and so I just you know, worked out and got in shape and just tried to have some general flexibility and strength when I came into the season, and it's been going well.
It seems to be the standard for shows to introduce a love interest, and now with the rumor that Chance may be getting one this season, the fans seem to be really divided on whether or not they want to see that happen. So I'm kind of wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, there's not a lot of time for love interests when the bullets are flying. I think if it is, there is a sort of love interest thing, it's going to catch them by surprise. It's not something either character is sort of actively pursuing or avoiding. I think you know, we have you know, man or woman together on screen, it does sort of beg the question at some point. But these are relationships that are much more based on need and respect and ability as well. And there's kind of more of a one-upsmanship going on with Chance and Indira's character right now that I think would be going on with the guy in that position as well. So I would just have the you know, I would just say that no, it's not turning into Cheers with Diane or anything. You know what I mean? We're not gonna lose Chance or lose the relationships that these three guys have with something like that.
So what kind of a journey would you say that the characters are on this season?
Well, I think it's a journey. They're trying to catch up to themselves right now. I mean, the first season we really kind of established the links between Winston and Guerrero and somewhat of their past, and now all of a sudden we've just thrown some octane into the mix, and they have a much bigger business than they've imagined, and there's more people than they've imagined. So I think it's sort of like a company that expands, and right now you're trying to find its sort of trying to find its bearings based on the new scope. In terms of the overall journey that the characters are going to be going on, I think it's I think some relationships are going to be enhanced. I think some are going to be challenged, and we're going to probably see a little bit more, of what everybody's like. It really seems to me like when I read a script this season, it feels like there's just having more characters in there. It feels like it's longer. It feels like there's so much more. There's so much more material in terms of relationships and finding out who people are in the scripts than there was with just maybe three characters and a new guest star like from some of the episodes from last year.
And how do you feel about having the ladies aboard? How does that change the tone of the series, which was pretty testosterone-filled last season?
Oh, I love it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a party with three guys sitting around watching TV, and then two women show up, and it just makes things a little more interesting, you know? You might have to change the channel sometimes now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it really brings in some inherent, there's inherent conflict as well as, just kind of the excitement that having women around. Brings for three guys, and there's just some really fantastic actors. I mean, Janet Montgomery and Indira Varma. You can't just bring any two women into a show like this. And these two are really playing out kind of specific characters who have like a real need and a real niche in this team. So, it's been a lot of fun.
It just seems like you guys are even having more fun this time around, and there's a lot more humor.
Yeah, there's more fun to do. There are more things to react off of. I was also promised I'd have more free time this season, but that doesn't appear to be happening. It just feels like we're doing even more than we were last year. And we are having an awful lot of fun. And the show, we're all being encouraged to find, to find appropriate opportunities for humor, which are kind of abound. And I also think it's just Matt Miller and Matt's sensibility and what he's looking for, and what he's bringing together is not necessarily funny lines, but funny situations and specific characters who react off of those. And that's kind of where a lot of our humor comes from. We've also had some great guest stars. I mean, John Michael Higgins was just on, and he's naturally funny, so can't go wrong there.
And how is it? And how is it working with Jackie?
Oh, working with Jackie. Oh, he's just first of all, he's Kelly Leakes, the coolest kid in town from Shad and Spares. You know what I mean? So he started out with that. You know, you can't really, and he more or less is the coolest guy around. And he's just a really great guy. He's a nice guy. He's such a talented actor. I'm always looking forward to see how he kind of interprets a scene or a line, and he's very much a collaborator. He pitches in and doesn't hesitate to, make a suggestion that can help me improve things. And he's just a really solid team player and a great guy. He's very positive. And, yeah, he's black belt in karate, too, but you didn't know that.
He seems to have a skill in absolutely everything. I was wondering, are there some of these things that you already knew from the military so that you didn't have to learn that much? Did you have some skills in karate or shooting or any of those other things?
We had to shoot in the Army. We had to qualify with, I think it was M16s at the times, and at the time, like a 45 caliber, like a 9/11. And, I've done a little bit of that. I also studied some languages when I was in the Army.
Okay.
Like some French and German. But I think what's interesting this season is I want to find opportunities. We see that Chance doesn't really know everything all as well as he might think he does. I think there's a scene in the first episode where he goes into the Swiss bank and he tells everyone to get down on the floor. They don't do it, so he fires the gun off. So I asked if I could do it in French, and the showrunner was like, yeah, go ahead, dude, give it a try. So I yell in French, but my actual translation of it wasn't get down on the floor. It was everyone in the world, get in the basement, get underneath the floor, So, and everyone looks at me quizzically, and then I realize, you know, I'll just fire the gun. That'll get their attention. So, hopefully, we're going to find some more opportunities where we see the chance. Yeah, he is adept, and he can do a lot of things, but he makes mistakes like everybody else. So,
okay,
and one of which is that he can't really speak French as well as he thinks he does. So,
the acting thing is turning out pretty good for you. How did you make the jump? It's an unusual jump to go from military to acting. What first caused you to do it?
Well, I was stationed in Berlin for quite a while, like, even after the Gulf War, and I realized, you know, life could be short. I might as well be doing something that I really enjoy, and so I started sniffing around, and I tried a variety of things, and I worked as an extra on a movie, and I realized, wow, I want to join the circus. Here I am.
Well, I'm curious to find out from you if you know, and maybe you don't know about this, but a lot of online promotion has been a great asset to the show, and I'm wondering how important you think it is to returning shows and to, of course, new shows as well. What is it about your role that really continues to challenge you?
Physically, it's still continuing to challenge me. Just every stunt or fight we do, there's probably something that I obviously haven't done before, and I think it, just trying to imagine how someone would do that is always interesting for me. And I think what still challenges me with the show is the fact that this character has had the past that he's had, but still he's able to maintain a sort of a kind of a wink and a little bit of sparkle of charm and be able to cheer people up and to still to still sort of be positive and hopeful about humanity and the people around him. So, you know, with the past that he's had. So those are two things that I'm really looking forward to continuing. And also working with this cast that we have. It's really a phenomenal group of people. I mean, if for an actor like me to be in a situation with all these different types of, different kind of varieties of talent, it's, I feel like I'm doing, you know, three different movies or something sometimes with all these people, all these really talented people. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, what would you say are Chance's strong points and shortcomings, and how does he compare to you in real life?
Well, I would say Chance's shortcomings is probably his lack of patience. I just feel like Chance in any episode, it's like, okay, where are the bad guys, and why can't we go get them right now? that really is... I don't think he sounds bored like a teenager like that, but I think there's an element of him that is very doesn't really like to sit still, just wants to go out and do it, and let's get this thing going. I think I tend to be restless sometimes, although I just think if I had a day off, I would just sort of sit around, drink coffee, and maybe watch TV and answer some emails. I've been fantasizing about that lately. So, that's that. And what else? I guess, you know, Chance likes working with a team. He really likes the teamwork aspect of accomplishing these missions and working with people that he trusts, not just anybody. And I feel the same way. I like to work on things with people that I like and that I trust and that I enjoy. And that's what seems to be happening right now on this show. I mean, with Shy and Jackie and Janet and Indira, and it's just such a great group of people. And, you know, our writing staff, Matt Miller, really is kind of pulling this thing together well. And Steve Boyum, our producer, it's just a great bunch of people, and I'm really enjoying working together with them.
I first was actually introduced to your work when you were John Scott on Fringe, one of my favorite TV shows. It was really cool for me and a couple other people I know who watch the show to see the mystery of John Scott, the humor of McBride from Pushing Daisies, and kind of the suspense of Jackie Earle Haley's movies from, like, Watchmen, Nightmare. What do you think the combination of you three really brought together for Human Target?
Well, I think it definitely brought together three independent kind of trajectories that kind of crossed at the same time. As actors... We've had a variety of different. Shy did an awful lot of work in features, and of course Jackie did a lot of work as a child actor, and then now he's an Academy Award nominated actor. And Yeah, he's Kelly Leakes, the coolest kid in town, you know. And Shai was the principal on Boston Public. And, you know, I was playing a lawyer, you know. So it is kind of a, I mean, if somebody had told us that 10 years ago, we would have said, well, really. But, yeah, it's just really fantastic. It's a really fantastic group. And we all have different rhythms as well. I mean, when we're in a scene, there's a, you know, if we're reading it or doing it, you read it on the page, you don't necessarily know how it's going to go on the day when we're actually doing the scene. So that's what's kind of that's what excites me. It's
right.
It's very unpredictable. It's very unpredictable how the scene is going to go down.
Along with the action suspense, it's hard to kind of pack a lot of humor into two or three episodes I've actually seen. How do you think audiences actually react to this style of humor mixed in with the story and the action?
You know, that's funny. I was walking around the other day and thinking, I had no idea, you know. I mean, I was doing this little wink after I kill somebody, or not kill somebody, point a gun at someone and, you know, something happens. We don't have that kind of responsive audience. You don't have a very responsive audience when we're shooting because you don't want to make sounds and so forth, obviously. Just the limitations of doing TV and film. So, to be honest with you, I don't really know. All I know is that I've been, myself, I've just, what I try to focus on is well, you know what, if I'm enjoying doing it, or then I think, then I'm trusting that people, or at least some people might enjoy watching it. So if I get to the point where I'm doing a scene where I feel like, oh, I'm not really enjoying this, then I try to kind of adjust myself or make some other, you know, make some other accommodations and, or changes or something. So I feel like that I can enjoy doing it.
And just the chemistry between you and McBride just completely makes the humor worthwhile.
Yeah, and we definitely have a pretty interesting relationship going. He has a kind of sense of timing and rhythm like a musician, you know, so there's always a sort of fluidness to his scenes. I mean, it's, no matter how emphatic he may be, there's definitely a kind of rhythm and fluid going on underneath. I love working with him for that reason as well.
Yeah, that was actually my final question. We heard how you felt about working with Haley. How do you feel about coming to a second season with McBride?
Oh, it's just fantastic, you know. Yeah, he's really a sweet man that has such a powerful presence, and you know, for somebody to be able to kind of carry those two things at the same time is, you know, it's just kind of a privilege to be around. And as far as his work goes, he's a perfectionist. He also has one of these photographic memories. He's one of these really kind of amazing actors to watch because he'll. He can kind of memorize things extremely quickly. He's facile enough to make changes, and then he's also reacting off of other people. I mean, I did work a little bit with Denzel Washington. You know, I did a movie and had a really small part, but yeah, he sort of reminds me of Denzel.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you guys for listening. Hey, if you're listening to this on iTunes, I'd love it if you rated us. And keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.